Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
It's been said that though the wheels of justice grind slowly, they grind exceedingly fine. It's meant to convey the impression that judges proceed slowly, thoughtfully, and deliberatively, which always leads to the correct conclusion after all of the facts are examined in excruciating detail. While it's no doubt true in some cases, in others it appears more like an excuse to hamstring the process to achieve the policy goals of certain politically motivated judges. Case in point. We've told you about the ballot referendum in 2012 that forced abortion providers to notify at least one parent before performing an abortion on a minor. The referendum passed by 73% and was subsequently amended by the legislature to require full-blown consent, not just notification, when it was revealed that Planned Parenthood in other states was coaching young girls to send their notification letters to fictitious addresses. Planned Parenthood of Montana sued to block the law, and the state of Montana agreed to a preliminary injunction while the case proceeded. It was then punted like a political football from judge to judge with no resolution, and all the while, enforcement of the law was on hold. In one case, it languished in front of a Missoula judge for 3 years with no action. Finally, this year, Attorney General Austin Knutson took action and unilaterally withdrew the state's consent to the preliminary injunction. Enough was enough. The people's patience had its limits, and the state would no longer be a party to the de facto nullification of a law by sheer neglect. The strategy worked. The case was taken from the Missoula District Court and returned to Helena where it had started. It landed on the desk of Judge Chris Abbott, and this week, after nearly a decade, it finally got a hearing. In Tuesday's hearing, Deputy Solicitor General Brent Mead explained the state's position, saying, quote, "There was simply no action in this case. That's why the state withdrew its consent, because we don't want that consent to operate as justification for further inaction in this case," end quote. Planned Parenthood argued against the motion, saying there has to be some sort of change of facts and circumstances to justify lifting the injunction, and time does not qualify. That argument doesn't hold water. The state agreed to the injunction in 2013 with the understanding that the case would be resolved swiftly. Ironically, Judge Abbott pointed out that lifting the injunction could actually slow the case down even more because Planned Parenthood would no doubt appeal the decision to the Montana Supreme Court, and the judge noted that he had already set a hearing to determine the actual facts in the case for June. The judge then acknowledged that the case has languished in the courts, and he promised a quick decision on whether or not the law should stand. In the meantime, the state gave several examples to bolster their claim that the law is necessary. In one case, a judge uncovered the fact that Planned Parenthood failed to report a case of statutory rape, and in another case, a high school coach was caught taking a student that he had gotten pregnant to Planned Parenthood for an abortion without her parents' knowledge. Which begs the question, how many other cases of abuse has Planned Parenthood failed to report? For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.